I'm Alex Jensen, and it's time for today's Gale Moment, presented by Common Interest Management Services. March 12, 2019 is one of the most significant days in St. Mary's basketball history, as the Gales picked up their first ever win over a number one team and clinched their second trip to the NCAA tournament in 3 years with a 60-47 triumph over arch-rival Gonzaga in the West Coast Conference Championship game. To start the ball game, though, it was the Zags looking for their 22nd consecutive win that got off to a 9-2 start, but the Gales would not let their rival run away this time, as Tanner Krebs spearheaded an early St. Mary's answer.
Dribbles right, hands it off to Cousy, turns the corner with the left hand into the paint, shot fake, turns around, finds Krebs, right wing three is good. Tanner Krebs with five straight to start the game for the Gales. Four now around to Krebs, he'll take a left hand drive, inside on Kispert, rises up with the left hand and banks it in. Seven straight for the Gales, we're tied at nine. Hands it off to Krebs, takes the dribble middle, through the legs of the dribble now, spins right, now back to the left, fall away, jumper from the elbow is up and good. Tanner Krebs is feeling it here in the first half. Gales on top. 9-0 run for St. Mary's.
And with the two teams exchanging blows through the opening 12 minutes of the first half, it was the Gales who took control, leading by as many as five en route to a three-point halftime lead.
Perry back out to Krebs. Krebs takes a left-hand drive down the lane, drops it off to Toss, goes up and dunks it on Tilly. Oh, man, Matthias Toss with the jam, and the Gales are up by five. Perkins on a switch. Gales go around the perimeter instead. Ford left-hand drive into the teeth of the defense. Floats it home from the center of the key. Gales back up by five. It matches their biggest lead, 27-22.
To start the second half, the Gales held high-scoring Gonzaga down and slowly separated behind Malik Fitz, who was held to less than a minute in the first half thanks to two early fouls.
Cousy directing traffic, left off a Hunter screen. Junk leaves his feet, sends it out to Fitz, takes a right wing three, he got it! Malik Fitz knocks down a three, and the Gales had their biggest lead at six.
First hoop for Fitz on the night.
Cousy gets a high screen from Hunter, look downstairs to Jordy, now Fitz is wide open, he takes a three and he knocks it down!
The second make for Fitz from three this half, and that really forces the Zags to extend defensively.
But quickly, Gonzaga punched back with five straight, cutting the St. Mary's lead to just one midway through the second half.
Dribbles to the foul line, ball fake, inside to Clark, rises over the left shoulder and gets it to go over Fitz.
Great seal, and from 5 feet away, it's almost automatic.
Circles around on the baseline, out to the right box. Might have got away with a walk, leans in, throws out to Tilly, left side, three is good. 40-39, crowd back on their feet.
But shortly thereafter came perhaps the sequence of the game, as senior Jordan Hunter, on his way to being named tournament MVP, helped turn the tide back in the favor of St. Mary's.
Perkins between the circles, left off a screen, gives to Crandall, shot fake on a three, takes a left-hand drive, blocked at the rim by Hunter. He sent it away and grabs the loose ball and hands it off to Ford.
Crandall trying to rip it home left of the lane. Hunter said, not in my house.
Here's Krebs, guarded by Kispert, takes a jab step, fires a three, it's offline. Hunter with the board and the putback, and he's fouled.
Falling over almost horizontal, getting off that shot.
Jordan Hunter with the body control gets the putback and the foul.
And down the stretch, it was the Gales' guard play that slowly put Gonzaga away, as Jordan Ford and Tommy Cousy made plays to expand the St. Mary's lead to nine in the final minutes.
Ford left off a screen, backs up to the logo, crosses over. No driving lane there, poked away by Crandall. Loose ball picked up by Ford, looks off a man, takes a three, he got it! 48-41, and a timeout taken by Mark Few. Cousy at the logo. Left off a toss screen, hesitation move into the lane with the left hand, reverse layup is up and good.
A la Steve Nash reappearing on the other side in the backhand layup, and Mark Few needs to regroup.
And a Tommy Cousy lay-in gives the Gales a 9-point lead with 3:28 to go.
This is unbelievable. They've never taken out a number one, and now number one is reeling.
Ford calls for a screen, six to shoot, bent over at the waist, crosses over on Jones, into the lane, kicks out to Cousy, three to shoot. Cousy head fake, leans in, and banks it in!
Are you serious? The biggest basket of the night!
56-47, 2 minutes to go. Gales lead by nine.
Free throws gave St. Mary's a 13-point lead with less than 30 seconds left. And shortly thereafter, the celebration was on as the Gales punched their ticket to the 2019 NCAA tournament with their first West Coast Conference tournament championship since 2012.
Crandall up top to Clark. Clark will take a contested three. That doesn't even hit iron. Toss with the rebound. The shot clock is off. The Zags are not going to foul. Dave Lewis, the St. Mary's Gales are West Coast Conference champions, and they're going to the big dance. Gale fans hugging on the court. This is going to do it. The horn sounds, the ball game is over, and for the first time since 2012, the St. Mary's Gaels are West Coast Conference Tournament champions, and they are going to the NCAA tournament.
For the first time ever, beating the number one team in the country.
It's a mob scene on the floor for the Gaels, a dog pile near center court.
Gaels Moments are presented by Common Interest Management Services. Since 1990, they have served Homeowners Association clients from their 9 local offices located throughout the greater Bay Area. At this time of great challenge for our country and our local HOA communities, our management team stands ready to help boards of directors and residents each day. We are proud to share with you this highlight in Gaels basketball history to celebrate heroic achievements and to plan for brighter days ahead. I'm Alex Jensen. Stay tuned for more Gaels Moments in the coming weeks.